بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله المنان الوهاب الكريم يهدي من يشاء إلى الصراط المستقيم.
He said in the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. Praises for Allah, al-Mannan, you could say the munificent, the giver, the generous. He guides those whom he wills to the straight path.
وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ الرَّؤُوفِ الرَّحِيمِ.
And may Allah bless or send salat and peace to His servant, the compassionate, the merciful.
سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه ومن سار على دربه.
Our liege lord or our master Muhammad, as well as his folk and companions and those who travel along his path.
وعلينا معهم وفيهم وعلى مشايخنا في الدين.
And upon us among them and with them, or upon us among them and with them, and upon also our sheikhs in the religion.
وبعد فبالحق تبارك وتعالى وفضله نبدأ درسنا هذا الذي اعتزمنا على عقده كل أسبوع.
So to proceed through the real, through al-haq, we begin this lesson of ours that we have agreed to maintain each week.
ليكون وصلة بيننا وبين إخواننا وأحبابنا في الله في مختلف بقاع الأرض.
That it be a connection between us and those whom we love in the various regions of the earth.
نتواصل معهم بفائضات جود ربنا.
We maintain ties with them through or from a divine forth pouring of grace or munificence.
وأخذ النصيب من التفقه في الدين.
And also taking a portion of acquiring and understanding a fiqh in the religion.
والتنبه لحقائق اليقين.
And being alerted to or becoming aware of the realities of certitude.
وحيازة القرب من ربنا ورسوله الأمين.
And attaining nearness to our Lord and His trusted messenger.
فأهلا ومرحبا بكم في هذا الدرس.
So welcome to you, and your coming is easy for us in this lesson. أهلا وسهلا.
واخترنا أن نبدأ بكتب الأئمة من آل أبي علوي فيما يتعلق بالسير إلى الله تعالى.
So we've decided or we've chosen to begin with the books of the Imams of the family of Ba'alawi al-Ba'alawi, and those books of theirs which pertain to spiritual travel.
على قدم المتابعة لسيدنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
On a footing of emulating our master or our liege lord, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
والعلم والمعرفة والفهم الموروثات عنه عليه الصلاة والسلام.
And that knowledge, gnosis and understanding which is inherited from him, may blessings and peace be upon him.
فنبدأ بكتاب الإمام عبد الله بن أبي بكر العيدروس.
So let us begin with the book of the Imam Abdullah bin Abu Bakr bin Abi Bakr al-Aydarus.
كتابه الكبريت الأحمر والإكسير الأكبر.
His book, The Red Sulfur and the Greatest Elixir.
وهو من كبار أئمة هذه الطريقة.
And he is from the great imams of this way, this tariqah.
الغائصين على آدابها ومعانيها الدقيقة.
Those who literally dove or penetrated deeply within the surface of the manners of this way as well as the spiritual realities thereof.
عاش في القرن التاسع الهجري.
He lived in the 9th Hijri century.
متلقيا عن أبيه وعمه الإمام المحضار.
Taking both from his father and also his paternal uncle, the Imam Mihdar.
ومن في زمنه من الأكابر العارفين.
And also those who were in his time of the great knowers of Allah.
مرعيا بعين عناية ومشارا إليه من جده عبد الرحمن السقاف.
Being observed by the eye of divine concern and indicated or pointed to by his grandfather.
فنبدأ درسنا الأول هذا قراءته مقدمة هذا الكتاب أو خطبة هذا الكتاب.
So let us begin this lesson by reading the introduction or the preface to this book.
يقول عليه رحمة الله تبارك وتعالى بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
He says upon him the mercy of Allah تبارك وتعالى in the name of Allah most merciful and compassionate.
ولقد ندبنا على لسان صاحب الشريعة المطهرة لأن نبدأ أمورنا باسم ربنا تعالى.
We were encouraged on the tongue of the one who conveyed the pure sacred law to begin in the name of Allah تعالى.
وجاءت لنا شريعته بإضافة اسمي الرحمن والرحيم إلى اسم الجلالة فجاءت بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
And the sacred law came ascribing or connecting the two names of Allah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim to His magnificent name, so it says Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim in the name of Allah most merciful and compassionate. And in the belief of the believer holds firmly to the belief that everything exists through Allah's name.
وَمَحُوطٌ بِعِلْمِهِ جَلَّ وَعَلَى
And everything is encompassed by his knowledge, جَلَّ وَعَلَى
فَيَتَّفِقُ الْمُؤْمِنُ مَعَ الْحَقِيقَةِ فِي ذِكْرِ إِسْمِ رَبِّ الْخَلِيقَةِ
So this believer is harmonious with the spiritual reality when he mentions the name of the creator of all creation.
وَمَعَ هَذَا التَّوَافُقِ الْإِخْتِيَارِ الطَّوْعِي مع الواقع القهري على جميع الكائنات مع بهذا التوافق له بركة خاصة في من وافق بطوعه ما كان من الحقيقة القهرية في الوجود.
And he said, so through this conformity, by his willful agreement with this reality. So he willfully accepts to acknowledge the lordship, and there is also the compulsion, which is the spiritual reality, that all acknowledge lordship or follow lordship. So by conforming willfully to this spiritual reality, the believer has a unique barakah or blessing.
فكل من يقوم بأي شيء في هذا الوجود لكن اندفاعه الطوعي باسم نفسه أو شهوته أو لمجرد عادته أو باسم شيء ينتمي إليه من جهات حزبية أو وظيفية أو مؤسسة إلى غير ذلك فهو في شيء من الغفلة عن الحقيقة ولذلك يكون بعيدا عن البركة.
She said, however, anyone who does something and they do it in the name of themselves or the name of their desire or in the name of something else, whether it be an organization or any other persons or any other representation, they do it in the name of that. That is their willful inclination. Then, and they do this with a heedlessness of this reality, then they will not have this barakah or this blessing in their endeavors.
وَإِنَّ مِنْ مِنَّةِ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِ أَنَّ أَكْلَهُ وَشُرْبَهُ وَلُبْسَهُ وَدُخُولَهُ وَخُرُوجَهُ يُقْرِنُهُ بِاسْمِ اللَّهِ طَوْعًا كَمَا هُوَ قَائِمٌ بِاسْمِ اللَّهِ وَاقِعًا قَهْرًا
And he said, so from the blessing or the favor of Allah over a believer is that he eats in the name of Allah and he dresses in the name of Allah and he enters in the name of Allah and he exits in the name of Allah. And this is a willful submission and that conforms to the reality that everything truly only exists through Allah. So in this, there is this blessing that he's mentioning.
وكان هذا الانبعاث الطوعي في البدء بسم الله تبارك وتعالى الفارق كبير بين وفارقا كبيرا بين المؤمن والكافر.
And this willful submission and obedience and this motivation or this drive that stems from that, this is the decisive criterion between the believer and the disbeliever or the kafir.
وهو حصن أيضا بين الإنسان المؤمن وبين فئات الشياطين الذين يعيشون مع الناس على ظهر الأرض.
And this is also a powerful fortress between the believer and between the various parties of disbelievers that live on the surface of the earth.
فكل ما أعلن عليه اسم الله تعالى من أكل أو شرب أو لباس أو دخول أو خروج لم تستطع فئات الشياطين المشاركة فيه.
And he said everything, and excuse me, the parties of devils. And he said everything that was over which Allah's name was pronounced, whether it be eating, whether it be drinking, whether it be dressing, and so forth, the various parties of devils, and that's a correction from the last portion, they're not able to harm this.
قال الله لإبليس وقد طرده وهيأه لمهمة الإغواء للبشر وشاركهم في الأموال والأولاد ولكن عند ذكر اسمه لا يقدر على المشاركة.
So Allah said in the translation of the meaning, when the shaitan announced that he would misguide them and he would also partake with them in their food and also their children, however, Allah has taught us that he cannot partake with us in those things over which Allah's name is mentioned.
ومن منة الله علينا أننا ابتدأنا الدرس هذا اليوم معكم بسم الله تبارك وتعالى فنحن في هذه التبعية وهذه الطوعية نقرن شؤوننا وأحوال درسنا بالله وبسم الله سبحانه وتعالى.
And from Allah's favor, we began this lesson of ours today in the name of Allah, exalted is He. So we are in this followership and we are in this obedience, and our since our affairs coincided with the mention of Allah's name and the barakah that he has mentioned.
وَالْكُلُّ مِنْكُمْ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ يَسْتَمِعْ.
And let each of you in Allah's name listen.
وَيَنْوِي أَنْ يَنْتَفِعْ.
And let he or she intend to thereby benefit.
وَأَنْ يَسْتَوْعِبْ وَيَفْهَمْ.
And that they comprehend and understand.
وَأَنْ يُطَبِّقْ وَيَعْمَلْ.
And that they apply and act upon what they learn.
وَأَنْ يَقُومَ بِنَفْعِ غَيْرِهِ.
And also that they give benefit to others.
بسم الله تعالى نقوم بكل هذه الأشياء.
Through the name of Allah, exalted is He, let us or we perform all of these things.
فله الحمد تعالى.
So His is praise, exalted is He.
قال سيدنا العيدروس الحمد لله الذي أبرز من كينونيتكن لطائف الأرواح الكليات.
Our master Al-Aidarus says, praise is for Allah who brought forth from the causing of existence of the word kun, the subtleties of encompassing souls or spirits.
فالتعجيب بالحمد هو سنة الله تبارك وتعالى في الكتاب العزيز وهو سنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يقرن البسملة بالحمد.
So mentioning hamd or praise after the basmala, that is the custom or the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His mighty book. And similarly, this is the teaching of His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the hamd follow the basmala.
والحمد هو استشعار المنة للإله المحمود.
And hamd or praise is feeling the favor of the one who is praiseworthy.
واستحضار عظيم الإنعام من حضرته وفضله.
And calling to mind or to heart the magnificent favor from His presence and His beneficence.
فالحمد بكل ما عرف به ينتهي إلى إدراك في القلب لعظمة المنعم وعظمة ما أنعم يبعث على القيام بطلب شكره.
So praise, which is a comprehension of the heart of the greatest, the greatness or magnificence of the favor and the giving of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it results in going forth in a manner of thanking Him or showing gratitude to Him.
وقد ابتدأ الشيخ في هذا الكتاب بذكر منة الله تبارك وتعالى في تكوين لطائف الأرواح.
So the Shaykh began by mentioning Allah's favor in his creating the wondrous subtleties of the spirits or souls, al-arwah.
ولطائف الأرواح هو أسمى ما خلق سبحانه وتعالى وأرفع ما رتب في كائناته.
And these subtleties of the spirits, or the subtle wonders of the spirit,
وأضافها إلى ذاته الشريفة تكريما وتشريفا وتعظيما.
He said, "So when I have fashioned him, and blown into him from my soul or my spirit, my ruh," and he said, "So Allah ascribed this spirit that was blown into Adam to himself." And that is from the greatest of meanings of honoring, ennobling, and elevating.
يقول سبحانه وتعالى فإذا سويته ونفخت فيه من روحي فقعوا له ساجدين إشارة إلى أن سجود الملائكة كان لمحل تكريم هذه الروح من قبل الله.
So Allah says, the translation of the meaning is, so when I have fashioned him and blown into him from my soul, then all of you fall to him prostrate, indicating that the prostration of the angels to Adam was due to the position of ennoblement, or the station of ennoblement from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Adam.
ثم إنه سبحانه وتعالى أبرز في القالب الإنساني أكرم روح عنده على الإطلاق وهو الروح الأعلى روح محمد التي جعلها أصل الخلق ومبتدأه.
So then, and Allah as well manifested, and also in human form, the greatest of these souls, and this was the soul of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then He made that the origin of the other creatures.
يقول الحمد لله الذي أبرز من كينونيتكن لطائف الأرواح الكليات. وأخرج من خدور الغيوب شموس المعارف والحقائق الإلهيات. وأخرج من خدور.
So he goes on, he continues, and he brought from the rooms or the apartments of the unseen, or the compartments of the unseen, the sons of knowledge, or types of divine knowledge, as well as the divine spiritual realities.
أشار إلى أسمى المعرفة وأعظم العلم وأنه ما يتعلق بالحقائق الإلهيات.
And he indicates the greatest or the most sublime knowing and the greatest knowledge, and that is that which pertains to the divine realities.
وهذه حقيقة التكريم أيضا للإنسان فإن صفة العلم والمعرفة وخصوصا المعرفة العظمى وهي المعرفة بأسماء الله وصفاته وعظمة ذاته جل جلاله هي الميزة الكبرى وهي الرفعة الشريفة لهذا الإنسان تعتلي بها درجاته.
And he said also, this is an indication to this ennoblement, this divine ennoblement to the human being, because the greatest and the most sublime knowledge, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the human being was given a greater portion thereof and a greater capacity therefore. So that is also from Allah's elevation of the human being.
ولذا فإنه لو سلط على فهم الإنسان معرفة أصناف الكائنات ثم جهل صفات المكون لكان إلى الجهل أقرب منه إلى العلم بل هو في عين الجهل.
And he said, and also he mentioned that knowledge of Allah's names and attributes and qualities. And he mentioned that so if a person had the greatest knowledge or was described as having a vast knowledge, and then he was ignorant of the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his attributes, then this person would be more rightfully called ignorant. Rather, this is the very essence of ignorance, and that's ignorance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
فلنتعرض لإدراك هذه المعارف والحقائق الإلهية بواسطة صدق الإقبال والوجهة.
So let us present ourselves to comprehend these types of knowing and these divine realities by our having a true or a genuine aspiration and intention.
بحضوري مثل هذا الدرس والتفكر في معناه طوال الأسبوع.
By our attending the likes of this lesson and reflecting upon its meanings throughout the week.
ومراعاة حال النفس مع قدوسها جل جلاله.
And also being cautiously observing the state of our soul or our self in terms of its relationship to Allah, the transcendent, the Quddus.
وإحكام الرابطة بمن أؤتمن على تربيتها من قبل الرب وهو رسوله محمد.
And also being firmly establishing our connection to the one to whom the rearing, the spiritual instruction, the tarbiyah of this soul was entrusted, and that is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
وها نحن في خاتمة أيام شهر ميلاده عسى أن نحظى بقوة الرابطة الموجبة لإمداده.
And we're in the final days of the month, in the month in which he was born, and hopefully we'll be given a strong connection to him and imdad or like spiritual sustenance or aid as well.
نختم دقائق الدرس قبل استقبال الأسئلة بالعبارة الثالثة من هذه المقدمة.
And we'll end the final minutes of this portion of teaching prior to beginning with to receive the questions by translating, or excuse me, teaching the third sentence of this preface.
وهي قوله وأطلع من بحار النور الأعلى جواهر أنفاس العقول النورانيات.
And he said, and he brought to the surface from the seas of the greatest, or excuse me, the seas of the highest light, the gems, or you could say the pearls of the breaths of the enlightened intellects, or you could say the enlightened souls.
والعقول النورانيات هي المدركة لحقائق ما بلغ أو أوصل النور الحق جل جلاله على ألسن النور من أنبيائه صلوات الله عليهم.
And he said, and these enlightened intellects, or you could say minds, these enlightened minds, these are the minds which comprehend that which came from Allah, the light on the tongue of his prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the light.
فالعقول النورانيات مهيئة لفهم خطاب الله.
So these enlightened minds or intellects, they are those which have the aptitude to comprehend Allah's address.
واعية لمدارك الإشارات والتنبيهات وسط ذاك الخطاب.
And they understand the indications and the points to which that address directs us or alerts us.
لقد طلعت تلك العقول من بحار النور الأعلى.
And those minds were brought to the surface from the oceans or the seas of the most sublime light.
فهي جواهر شريفة لا يمكن أن تجد في أي بحار إلا بحر النور الأعلى.
He said they're noble gems or pearls that cannot exist in any ocean except, or any oceans except the oceans of the most sublime or the highest light.
فهي الآلة المستعدة لما تقدم ذكره من شموس المعارف والحقائق الإلهيات.
And he said, so these are the devices that have the aptitude or the preparedness to understand these sons of types of knowing about Allah and divine spiritual realities.
مشار إليها بقوله تعالى ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء.
Indicated by the saying of Allah Ta'ala, the translation of which is, and they do not encompass any of his knowledge save as he or that with that of that which he wills, and that's an ayatul kursi.
وَقَوْلَ عَنْ سَيِّدِنَا الْخَضِرُ عَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا.
And it's indicated by Allah saying about our master al-Khidr, and we taught him from ourself knowledge.
وَأَشَارَ إِلَيْهَا بِقَوْلِهِ خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانَ.
And he indicated in his saying he created the human and taught him the clarification of the message, the bayan.
وَبِقَوْلِهِ عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ.
And in his saying, the translation of the meaning of which is, he taught the human that which he knew not.
ثُمَّ بَابُنَا إِلَى ذَلِكَ ارْتِبَاطُنَا بِرَسُولِهِ الْمُصْطَفَى إِيمَانًا وَتَصْدِيقًا وَمَحَبَّةً وَتَعْظِيمًا.
Our door to that is our connection to his messenger, the chosen al-Mustafa, in terms of belief, declaring his truthfulness, love, and magnification, ta'zim.
وَذَلِكُمْ هُوَ الْمَعْنَى الْوَاضِحِ مِنْ قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى وَلِيُتِمَّ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِيكُمْ رَسُولًا مِنْكُمْ.
And this is indicated by his saying that he complete over you his favor, and that you will be guided. And then he said after that, as we sent among you a messenger.
كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِيكُمْ رَسُولًا مِنْكُمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِنَا.
He said, as we have sent among you a messenger from among yourselves who recites to you our verses.
وَيُزَكِّيكُمْ.
And purifies you.
وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ.
And teaches you the book and the hikmah.
وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ.
And teaches you that which you did not know.
فنحن في مثل هذا الدرس أمام تلقب من تلك الحضرة التي وصفها الله تعالى لعسى أن تسمع أرواحنا وقلوبنا ما يتلو علينا من الآيات وتستجيب لما يزكينا ونأخذ ما يعلمنا من الكتاب والحكمة وينفتح لنا الباب في ذلك العلم الأعلى ويعلمكم ما لم تكونوا تعلمون.
And we in this lesson are receiving from that presence, hopefully that Allah will give us to receive that which he recites of the verses, and that we be purified with that purification that he brought, and we be taught that which he taught, that we learn that which he teaches of the book and of the hikmah, and that we hopefully the door be open for us of us learning that which Allah described as saying, and he teaches you that which you did not know.
ثم مد لنا حبل الوسيلة للوصول لذلك فقال فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون.
And then Allah stretched forth for us the means to that in his saying, the translation of the meaning of which is, so all of you remember me and I will remember you, and be grateful to me and do not be ungrateful or do not have kufran.
فنوصي أنفسنا وإياكم بحسن المحافظة على الأذكار وحسن الحضور مع الله فيها.
So we advise ourselves and all of you to persist well in invocations, in adhkar, and also to have a presence of heart therein.
وقد انتهت نصف الساعة وزيادة للدرس لتبقى ما بقي من الساعة لملاحظة أسئلتكم والجواب عنها.
And he said, so the first half hour of the first half hour in which the teaching was going to take place has come to an end, and now time remains for us to answer your questions, inshallah. So there's a first question. So the first question that has come, and alhamdulillah, bismillah, with so many engagements in the dunya, including work, academic, and family commitments, how does one bring tazkiyah to the center of all our affairs? فَيَقُولُ السَّائِلُ مَعَ الْإِنْشِغَالَاتِ الدُّنْيَوِيَّةِ الْكَثِيرَةِ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ وَالدِّرَاسَةِ وَالْإِرْتِبَاطِ الْمَسْؤُولِيَاتِ الْمُتَعَلَّقَةِ بِالْأُمُورِ الْعَائِلَةِ كَيْفَ يَجْعَلُ الشَّخْصُ هَذَا التَّزْكِيَةَ مُرْتَكِزَ شؤونه كلها.
أن يدخل في كل شيء مما ذكره مما يشتغل به بسم الله.
The answer is that the person enter in all of these things that were mentioned بسم الله.
ولا يكون ذلك إلا بأن يحرر النيات الصالحة لكل ما يبشره ويقوم به.
And this would only be through making pious intentions in everything that he engages that this person engages in or performs.
وأن يكون في أثناء قيامه به على التزام بأحكام الله وشريعته.
And while this person does these things, they adhere to and follow the sacred law.
مؤديا لحق من حواليه.
And also fulfilling the rights of those who are around this person.
أمانة وحسن معاملة.
Out of discharging the trust, being trustworthy and also dealing in a good manner.
ونصحاً وإرشاداً لمن يقبل ذلك.
And giving sincere good counsel and guidance to those who accept this.
وغضاً للطرف عن المساوي وعما حرم الله.
And lowering one's gaze from types of badness or wickedness and from those things which Allah has prohibited.
وإعراضاً عن المعاند والمكابر الذي لا يريد استقبال الحق.
And also turning away from or ignoring the one who is obstinate or stubborn and also arrogant and does not want to accept the truth.
فإذا استجمع و كرر على نفسه استحضار النية الصالحة وملاحظة هذه الأداب وما تعلق بها فهو إذن قائم في ذاك العمل بسم الله.
So if the person focuses and makes a resolve and makes these pious intentions and follows these etiquettes, these adab that were mentioned, then they would be engaging in these affairs bismillah, or you could say through or with or by Allah's name.
وحينئذٍ يتحول هذا العمل الذي يقوم به إلى ميدان مجاهدة وارتقاء بالنسبة له.
And then this person will become these things that they do will be prepared for them to be a type of mujahada, of spiritual striving, and a means through which they can ascend.
ومع كل ما ذكرنا فعلامة الصدق فيه أن يكون أيضا باحثا عن وقت يكون شغله فيه خالصا بموروث نبوي مباركا من عمل صالح أو درس مثل هذا.
And in addition to this, they should have a time in which their endeavor or their focus is purely and entirely for that which has been inherited, is of prophetic inheritance of some pious deed or the likes of this lesson.
أمدنا الله وإياكم بكمال التوفيق.
May Allah aid you all and us with perfect enabling grace, tawfiq. The second question is this month of Rabi al-Awwal, in this month of Rabi al-Awwal, are there any appropriate أذكار to recite or books to review? هل في هذا الشهر ربيع الأول أذكار مناسبة أو كتب للمطالعة؟
المناسب من الأذكار ما تعلق بصاحب الربيع الذي شرف الله به الربيع وهو النبي الشفيع صلى الله عليه وسلم من الصلاة والسلام عليه صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وكل ما تعلق بأمر دعوته فذلك الأمر أيضا مناسب. فبالنسبة للكتب أيضا أنسبها ما تعلق بسيرته صلى الله عليه وسلم وما تعلق ببيان مكانته وفضيلته عند الله.
He said, in terms of the invocations in this month, that which are those which are appropriate are those that connect to the one who was born in this month, and those are that means types of salat blessings and salam peace upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also engaging in that which relates to his da'wah, his invitation, is also appropriate in this month. And in terms of books, those books that relate to his seerah, his biography, and the greatness of his station with Allah.
وإظهار الشعار بالاجتماع على ذكر سيرته صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن تيسر إطعام الطعام أيضا في مثل ذلك فكله من الأمور المناسبة.
And also magnifying the Sha'ira, this great symbol of the religion, by congregating and remembering his birth. And if there is some giving of food during these gatherings, that is also good.
وقد طلب بعض إخواننا صيغة من صيغ صلاة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لهذا الشهر وما بقي معنا فيه إلا يومان أو ثلاثة فأعطيناهم من أوله هذه الصيغة.
And some of our brethren sought from us a formula of sending salat on the Prophet ﷺ for this month and the beginning of the month, and we gave it to them. And what remains for us is about 3 days of this month.
Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala al-nur al-mubin.
It's, O Allah, send prayers, peace, and blessings upon the manifest light, or the clear light, and nur al-mubin.
Abdika wa habibika al-Mustafa al-Amin.
Your servant and your beloved, the chosen, the trustworthy, al-Mustafa al-Amin.
Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi.
Our master or liege lord Muhammad, as well as his folk and companions.
Wa haqqini bi hubbihi.
And give me to be realized in his love.
Wa akrimni bi qurbihi.
And, or you could say, to truly love him and honor me with being near him.
Waj'alni min rufaqaihi ya rabbal alamin.
And make me from, we translate it as his entourage, but it means those who are in his company, O Lord of the worlds.
فَلْيَأْتِ مِنْهَا بِمَا يَتَيَسَّرُ لَهُ عَلَى حَسَبِ هِمَّتِهِ وَرَشَاطِهِ.
So a person should do that which is easy for them based on their energy and their aspiration. Third question, how does one have hudur in adhkar? كَيْفَ يَكُون لِلْإِنسَانِ حُدُور فِي الْأَذْكَارِ.
بأن يتكلفه في البداية.
That initially he does it by making himself be present.
فيصرف قلبه عن الفكر في أي شيء إلا معنى الذكر.
So he avert his heart from remembering anything other than the meaning of this invocation which is being said.
وكلما طرا عليه شيء أعرض عنه وعاد إلى استحضار معنى الذكر.
And every time something comes or arises, the person ignores it and returns to calling to mind or heart the meaning of this invocation, this dhikr.
فيجعل معنى الذكر الصادر من لسانه حاضرا في قلبه.
So the person makes the meaning of the dhikr, which is proceeding from their tongue, his or her tongue, present in his or her heart.
فبالمداومة وهي عبارة عن مجاهدة على ذلك يستقر الحضور في القلب.
And through persisting, which is a way of saying making mujahida, striving in this, through that the meaning of the dhikr will become settled or firmly stable within the heart.
ثم يتمكن فيصير المعنى حاضرا في القلب قبل النطق.
And then it becomes firmly grounded or takes possession of the heart or mastery, such that the meaning is present in the heart prior to its being on the tongue.
ثم إذا تمكن أكثر يصير يصعب عليه أن يستحضر غير معنى الذكر فإذا احتاج لاستحضار شيء تكلف استحضار ذلك كما كان في بداية يتكلف الحضور في الذكر.
And then if it becomes takes more command over the heart or becomes more firmly grounded, it will become difficult to be aware of other than the meaning of this dhikr, so that the person will have to make themselves be aware of other than the dhikr, just as initially they had to make themselves be present in the dhikr.
هذا إن أحكم الدرجة الأولى ودام عليها.
And this occurs if the person firmly establishes the first step and persists therein.
ثم وراء ما ذكرنا أيضا درجات يصعب التعبير عنها.
And then beyond what we've mentioned, there are levels that are difficult to express verbally.
ولا يعرف الشوق إلا من يكابده ولا الصبابة إلا من يعانيها.
الصبابة.
الصبابة تولع العشق.
And so only someone knows longing or yearning who endures the difficulty thereof, and only someone knows passionate love who tastes it. the questioner asks, we hear about the lives of past seekers of knowledge traveling vast distances and undergoing difficult circumstances. Difficult circumstances in their quest for keeping company with the Salihin. How do we reconcile this with our current situation of receiving knowledge from the Salihin in faraway lands with ease via the net, etc.? ويقول نسمع أو نقرأ في سير المريدين في السابق أو لا طلاب علم في السابق قطعوا مسافات طويلة وكابدوا مشقات في الطلب لصحبة الصالحين فكيف نجمع بين هذا وبين حالنا الآن ونتلقى العلم من الصالحين وهم في بلدان بعيدة بسهولة عبر الإنترنت مثلا.
نستشعر في ذلك منة الله علينا ونعمته وتيسيره السبيل.
We should feel in that Allah's favor over us. Allah's favor over us, and by His having made this way easy for us or facilitating this for us.
لما علم من ضعفنا فإن في سنته إذا علم الضعف أجر اللطف.
And this is due to His having known our weakness, and from His sunnah, the way He customarily creates things is that if He knows there's weakness, He shows this gentle kindness, lutf, which is actually a rhyme.
ثم نحن فيما يسر لنا وهيأ لنا على مراتب ودرجات.
And then we, in that which He has facilitated for us and prepared for us, are of various levels and degrees.
فنختلف في التلهف والرغبة والشوق والاستقبال بقوة عزم ومحبة أو يكون دون ذلك.
So we'll differ in terms of our longing and our yearning and our aspiration and our receiving with love. And so we'll differ in terms of our aptitude and the way in which we receive this as well.
ثم تمني أن لو استغنى عن أشغاله وأعماله و هاجر من أبعد البلدان إلى لقاء الصالحين ومجالستهم ورسوخ ذلك في قلبه وعدم رسوخ ذلك في قلب آخر.
And also people may differ that one of them hopes, they long or they wish that if they were able to free themselves from their various obligations and endeavors, then they would travel to be in the company of these pious. Some people have this wish and others differ in terms of this wish.
والمرجو لمن كان استشعر المنة وقام بالهمة وأدى وسعه في ذلك أن يجعل الله له في هذا الزمان مثل ما جعل في الأزمنة الماضية للصادقين من الذين جابوا الآفاق وتعبوا كل تلك الأتعاب بحسب الفضل الإلهي المقترن بصدق هذا الإنسان مع ربه.
And he said, and it's hoped that the one who has this sees this favor of Allah and stands with an aspiration and spends that which is within their capacity or sacrifices, gives that which is within their capacity, that they will have the likes of that which the pious of the past had, and that is through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala having given this servant to be true or to be genuine, and also through Allah's favor.
ما ذكرتم من الأسئلة من أي بلد؟
If the questioners could mention where they are, because Habib just mentioned that you all didn't say where these questioners are from, and that's because we don't see it. So if you ask a question, mention where you're from. This next question is, how do I raise my children to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, given that there are so many competing role models for our children in the society in which we live? يقول كيف أربي أولادي ليحبوا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه رضي الله عنهم مع أن هناك قدوات كثيرة تتجاذب الآن, يعني تجاذب القلوب الآن لاتباعها. يعني هناك كثير من القدوات التي تقدم للأطفال أن 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 يتبعوها. فكيف أربي أولادي أن يحبوا الله يحبوا رسول الله وأصحابه؟
لا شك أن الأمر راجع إلى وعي وصدق عزيمة.
Without doubt, this matter returns to an understanding, a comprehension, and also a true resolve.
أما الوعي فمتعلق بوعي المسؤولية وإدراكها.
As for the awareness or the comprehension, that is being aware of and comprehending the solemn responsibility.
ثم وعي العلم الذي يطرح للولد نفسه.
And then also being cautious of the knowledge that is taught to the child.
ثم وعي الأسلوب والكيفية التي يطرحها على الولد.
And then being aware of the method in which this knowledge is taught to the child.
وأما صدق العزيمة فهو الاهتمام البالغ المقرون بالرحمة الصادقة.
As for a true resolve, it is having an immense concern coinciding with true mercy.
وكذلك المقترن بالمحبة والعاطفة.
And also being associated with love and tenderness.
وكذلك تعديد الوسائل والأسباب.
And also carefully choosing the means and the means that are used and the tools that are used to disseminate this knowledge.
من مثل إعطاء الولد حقه من العاطفة والرحمة والمجالسة.
Like giving the child its due of love, tenderness, and time.
وطرح الأمر عليه أيضا بإقناع وحسن بيان.
And also teaching this matter in a means that is convincing and also elucidating it well, clarifying it well.
واختيار الجلساء له والمجالس التي يجلسها.
And also picking the companions of the child and also the gatherings in which the child the gatherings that the child attends.
وعرض البرامج الطيبة التي تنمي فيه الإيمان والتعلق بالله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And also using good programs or you could say curriculums that inculcate that nurture love for Allah and for the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وكشف الحقيقة على ما يستعد له عقله ويستوعبه من ربط كل ما يمكن أن يستدعى لأن يكون قدوة له بالآخرة وبالمصير الأكبر وبالنهاية العظمى.
And also unveiling the reality to the extent that the child is able to comprehend that by connecting everything that can be a role model for the child to the hereafter and the place of final return. سؤال التالي من بريطانيا يسأل أن هل يمكنكم the questioner just asked can a few points of the Shema'il be mentioned. هل يمكنكم أن تتكرم بذكر شيئا من شمائل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
صلوات ربي وسلام عليه ملأ الله قلوبنا بذكره وذكر رسوله عليه الصلاة والسلام.
May Allah fill our hearts and your hearts with remembering Himself and remembering His Prophet. May blessings and peace be upon Him.
وذكر شمائله من أقوى الوسائل لاستدامة ذكره في القلب.
And remembering the Prophet's Shema'il or the prophetic qualities is from the most the strongest means to the remembrance of Allah remaining or persisting in the heart.
وهي سبب لزيادة الإيمان وارتقاء مراتب اليقين.
And it is a cause of increase in faith and ascending through the stations of certitude of yaqeen.
وقد جاءنا في شمائله عليه الصلاة والسلام الحلم وأنه لا يزيده شدة الجهر عليه إلا حلما.
From his shema'il, his qualities, is that he is has hilm, he has forbearance or clemency, and that intense ignorance only increases him in forbearance.
ولقد جاءت القمة العظيمة في خلقه ذلك بأن أوصى أصحابه قبل مجيء عكرمة بن أبي جهل وقد بلغه استمين له فأمنه وبعث له برداء يكون علامة تأمينه وقال لأصحابه إذا أتاكم فلا تذكروا أمامه أباه بسوء لا تذكروه بأسوء أبيه.
And he said about Ikrima, the son of Abu Jahl, who had come and after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given him protection and had given him his mantle, his ridah, as a sign of this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to his companions, don't mention to him the vices of his father. This being the case, and Abu Jahl was the Fir'aun, the Pharaoh of this community, this ummah.
وكان انصباب شدة عداوته على ذات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the his intense enmity fell on the very person of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وإنما اكتسب سادتنا الصحب بغضه من أجل الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the companions only yani endured this enmity out of aid for Allah and his messenger.
ومع ذلك حافظ على مراعاة الشعور وأمرهم أن لا يذكروا ذلك الفرعون والعدو بالسوء أمام ابنه وجاء تحت الهدي الكامل في قوله لا تسبوا الأموات فتؤذوا الأحياء.
And so this with all of this he still tried to he was sensitive to these feelings and told them not to mention the vices of again this Fir'aun of his community in front of his son, and this was a clear application of his saying do not revile the dead and thus hurt the living.
ولم يكن أصل هذا الخلق بعد موت أبي جهل ولكن حتى في أيام حياته قد حفر مرة بئرا ووسعها بحيث يصعب على من سقط في حفر حفرة ويصعب على من سقط فيها أن يرتفع منها وغطها بغطاء خفيف على طريق رسول الله ليسقط فيها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the basis of this character did not it actually began in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And once Abu Jahl dug a large pit and covered it with a fine or thin covering in the pathway of Allah's Messenger, such that Allah's Messenger would fall into this hole.
فرتبت قدرة الحق أن يمر أبو جهل بنفسه وينسى فيسقط في نفس الحفرة.
And Allah's omnipotence decreed that Abu Jahl himself would pass down this road and fall into this very pit.
ولما سقط لم يستطع أن يطلع لأنه قد أحسن توسيعه.
And when he fell into, after he had fallen into this hole, he wasn't able to climb out himself because he had made it well. He had made it deep and wide.
ثم كان المار بعده رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And then the one who passed down this road after him was Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
رأى الحفرة وسمع الصوت فيها فدنا.
He saw the hole and heard a voice from inside it, and then so he approached.
فرأى فيها عدوه أبا جهل.
And he saw in this hole, in this pit, his enemy Abu Jahl.
فيقول ما أوقعك ها هنا.
And he said, what made you fall in this hole?
والأناس غير طيبين غير صالحين يحفرون الحفر ويغطونها ففعلهم وتركهم.
And he said, people who aren't good, people who aren't pious, they dug a hole for people to fall in.
فما كان من سيدنا رسول الله إلا أن مد يده له وأخرجه من الحفرة.
So Allah's, our master, Allah's messenger, did nothing other than stretch forth his hand and bring him out of this pit.
هكذا شمائله مع هذا العدو في حياته وهكذا بعد وفاته فما أعجب رسول الله.
And he said this was his shamayil, these were his qualities with his enemy in his life and similarly after his death. So how very wondrous is Allah's messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
ما عرفت الإنسانية مثله.
Humanity has not known the like of him.
لآخر واحد يمكن
evening. Adam in California. The questioner says, how do we strengthen our relationship with Allah when trials come? I find it difficult to struggle amidst the trials of the self. Yaqul, Adam in California, Yaqul aw taqul, kayfa nuqawwi ilaqatana billah inda nuzul al-bala al-ibtila'at ajid su'uba fi athna الابتلاءات من النفس.
من النفس مش تقصد؟
أيوة. ما أدري لكن يقولون هكذا الابتلاءات من النفس.
على كل حال يكون بتصور الأصل أننا عدم وأننا لا نستحق شيئا. إذا تم هذا الأصل علمنا أن كل ما نزل من بلاء فيمكن أن يكون بلاء أشد منه لكن لم ينزل وأننا في هذا البلاء معنا ملجأ وهو هو سبحانه وتعالى.
He said by making firm the foundation or the basis that we were nothing and that we know that we don't deserve anything and any trial that befalls us it could have been worse and also we have a place of refuge in these trials and that is Allah.
ومهما وجد في النفس نفرة أو استثقالاً فليلجأ إلى ذكر الله وليكثر منه.
And whenever the person finds an aversion and a difficulty in the lower self, then let them return to the remembrance of Allah and remember Him much.
فإن نتيجة كثرة الذكر أن يذهب هذا الذي يشتكي منه.
And the result of plentiful remembrance of Allah is that this about which the person is complaining will go. Or will pass, you could say.
نعم. وسؤال إذن من أحد إخواننا في السعودية يقول ما هي الأساسيات التي تعين في الواقع العملي للجمع الموازنة بين سلوك العلم والدعوة ويمكن هذا أن يكون إن شاء الله تعالى في الحلقة القادمة لأجل أن الوقت قد حضرنا وانتهى علينا. هل بقي عندك أيضا هناك سؤال؟
نعم من السويد والدنمارك.
من السويد. اقرأه بسرعة.
طيب. So this next question is from Sweden and Denmark. What weird should I continue with after I have completed the initial 12,000 dhikr after taking the ahad? يسأل أي weird أقرأ بعد أن أنهيت يعني 12,000 من الذكر الذي أخذت عندما أخذت العهد.
يبدأ بذكر آية الكرسي فيقرأ آية الكرسي ومعها بعد كل مرة من آية الكرسي مرة من قوله اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد في كل لمحة ونفس بعدد كل معلوم لك حتى يبلغ بها 27,000. أكملوا؟
أكمل.
الحمد لله. الوقت الآن حضر والله يأخذ بأيدينا ولهذا السؤال يحتاج إلى إجابة واسعة فلهذا يكون إن شاء الله في الأسبوع الآتي. الله ينفعنا، الله يقبلنا، الله يرعانا بعين عنايته، الله يكتبنا وإياكم في الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر يوفر حظنا من هذا الشهر وصاحبه ومن التأدب بأدابه والتخلق بأخلاقه يفتحنا باب المواصلة من حضرته ويجعلنا لكم في ذلك وصلة لا تنقطع نرتفع بها مع خواص من يرتفع إلى أعلى مراتب الفهم عن الحق والمعرفة بالحق والأدب مع الحق والإخلاص لوجه الحق رعانا وياكم بعين عنايته حيثما كنا وإنما كنا وأصلح لنا ولكم الحس والمعنى ورفعنا أعلى مراتب قرب والدنو إليه واجعلنا في الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه في خير بطن وعافية جامعة لخيرات الدنيا والآخرة دافعة لجميع الأذايا والبلايا عنا وعن أهل لا إله إلا الله أجمعين وحول الله بذلك أحوالنا إلى أحسن الأحوال في ألطاف وعوافي كوام الظواهر وخوافي وإلى حضرة النبي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فاتحة.
نستودعكم الله الذي لا تضيع ودائعه.
We leave you in Allah's care, the one who does not neglect or lose those things which are left in His care.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.